Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. Battleground states are driving today's presidential campaign itineraries. Former Vice President Joe Biden is hosting events in Pennsylvania. President Trump travels to North Carolina, Ohio, and this evening he rallies in Wisconsin, his seventh trip to the state this year. Angelina Mosier-Salazar of member station WUWM reports his Wisconsin visit comes as the state continues to see surging COVID-19 cases.
President Trump will host a rally in the conservative stronghold of Waukesha, Wisconsin, as the state is grappling with one of the worst coronavirus outbreaks in the country. His campaign stop is part of a four-stop tour that also includes events in North Carolina, Ohio, and New Hampshire. Prominent members of both the Trump and Biden campaigns have been ramping up their visits to the key battleground state ahead of November 3rd, as some polls suggest the state will be won by slim margins, as it was in the 2016 presidential election. For NPR News, I'm Angelina Mosier-Salazar in Milwaukee.
The Trump administration and congressional Democrats are expected to resume negotiations this weekend on another round of coronavirus relief. NPR's Windsor Johnston has a status report.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tells MSNBC that the two sides are getting close enough to put pen to paper.
We've been organized in how we have compared language and the rest, gone back and forth with it. We could be very close.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says the administration has made concessions and the ball is now in Pelosi's court.
We've offered compromises, the Speaker, on a number of issues. If she wants to compromise, there will be a deal.
The major sticking points include additional federal aid for state and local governments, funding for schools, and liability protections for businesses amid the coronavirus pandemic. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
Fires still rage across the West, even though temperatures are dropping. Carly Huckles of member station KUNC reports parts of a fire in Rocky Mountain National Park are yet to be contained.
In just 10 days, the East Troublesome Fire in Colorado has claimed two lives. It's also grown to over 188,000 acres and continues to burn inside Rocky Mountain National Park. Containment lines can't be established in some areas because of the terrain, but fire officials are hopeful that the forecasted snow this weekend will help them in containing and suppressing the flames.
California's largest utility, PG&E, is warning it may have to shut off power beginning tomorrow because of fire danger. The company says it's tracking what could be the strongest offshore wind event of the season. This is NPR. In Afghanistan, at least 13 people were killed today in a suicide bombing at an education center in the capital, Kabul. The Taliban denies responsibility. The attack comes as Taliban and government representatives meet in Qatar seeking a peace deal. Belgium says beginning Monday, sports and cultural facilities in Brussels must close and residents will face a longer curfew as coronavirus infections surge to record highs. Masks will become mandatory in public spaces. Poland's president Andrzej Duda has tested positive for the coronavirus. The 48-year-old conservative leader is described as feeling well and in isolation. The New York City Ballet says it's canceling all indoor performances until next fall. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports.
A program inspired by the music of Igor Stravinsky will be among the eventual offerings from the venerable American Ballet Company. But there will be no live shows until September 2021. Since March, the New York City Ballet has lost more than $45 million in ticket sales, according to company projections. It will also lose significant revenue this winter from its cancellation of The Nutcracker. As with so many other companies, ticket sales for the holiday classic help subsidize many other lesser-known ballets. In a statement, the New York City Ballet directors expressed sadness over the loss of more than a year on stage for so many dancers, whose careers are already usually short. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
And I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.